Hello, this is Pastor Pedro Aviles, and today I want to share a few things on the book of John. Now, John's purpose is pretty clear. He doesn't hide his purpose and intent for writing this book. He identifies that at the very end, John chapter 20, verse 30 and 31, which reads this way. Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. That's what John is trying to portray. He's trying to portray Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, the Christ. And secondly, he wants everyone who reads his gospel that they would believe and have life in the name of Jesus. Now, how does John begin? I find it so interesting that in John 1:1, we have a beginning that's like Genesis 1 itself. John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." See, this concept of the Word, John is portraying a Greek understanding, or it could be understood both as Greek and a Jewish understanding. Let me give you both. The Word, what's the significance of that? It meant the supreme rational principle that governs all things. And when one of a Greek mind looked at the Word, they were immediately brought into an understanding of who governs all things. John portraying in this first scripture that the Word was God and the Word was God is saying God is the supreme governing being of all things. Now, the Jewish people also had this understanding of the Word. They looked at it as the wisdom, the Word. And in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 22, even on through 36, we find wisdom, that is the Word, wisdom there at the beginning of creation. Wisdom was there. So John starts off his gospel by identifying the supreme being, the one who's governing all things, the one who was there in creating all things, the one who is the Word and the one who is God. The Word was with God. This is very important because John is setting up later on to identify that this Word is none other than Jesus Christ. But first, let me just say some things about Jesus. John portrays Jesus' divine nature. Now, Mark does that too. John seems to emphasize it a little bit more. John portrays Jesus' divine qualities and his essence. He illustrates the unique message. It's a divine message that Jesus has. John shows that Jesus is fulfillment of Israel's hopes and images. But that's what Matthew did too. John portrays Jesus as the Son of God. Remember we saw that? We saw that in a little bit in Mark. John portrays Jesus as the Messiah God. Well, we've seen so far that, in a sense, Matthew portrays Jesus as the Messiah King. And then we saw Mark presented Jesus as the Messiah servant. And then we saw not too long ago how Luke presented Jesus as the Son of Man and his humanity. And John portrays Jesus as the Son of God, his divinity. John is emphasized, yes, he does emphasize Jesus' humanity and his human nature. There was a group, some people who, Gnostics, and had these teachings of Gnosticism, and those that follow that kind of teaching presented these ideas, that whatever was of the spirit was good, and whatever was of the matter, that is the flesh, is bad. So when they thought of Jesus, they thought of Jesus as God, but they could not think of Jesus as human, because matter or flesh was bad. Gnostics or Gnosticism could see, let's say, the God aspect of Jesus, but not the human side. No, they couldn't accept that Jesus was human. He couldn't have human flesh because human flesh was sinful. Now, this is where John combats that, because remember the very first verse in John chapter 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." There's a divine deity of Jesus there. John, in a few verses later, verse 14, this is what John says. "And the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." I just want you to see how John portrays Jesus as God, yes, in human flesh, yes. Now remember, Dr. Luke wrote of Jesus as, remember, the humanity part and the Son of Man. So let's look at these I am statements of Jesus as they're found in John. Now, where did that come from? Well, it comes from Exodus chapter 3, verse 13. Remember, Moses was at the burning bush, and God had given him this calling to go back to Egypt and bring deliverance and bring the people out to worship Him. Bring Israel out to worship Him. And Moses asked, "So, if the people ask me, who are you? What should he say?" Now remember, in Egypt they had multiple gods. It was a polytheistic society. They had multiple gods. And Moses is saying, "Well, what do I tell them your name is?" And God is the one who said to Moses, "You tell them this when they ask, what is my name? Tell them, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you." And that statement, the I am, it's so much connected to the identity of the deity of who God is. It's part of the covenant commandment. It's a part of the very first of the Ten Commandments. I am the Lord your God. I am. And it says, in Exodus chapter 20, you find that in verse 2. And then in verse 7, you find, "You shall not misuse my name, the name of the Lord your God, the I am." The Jewish people were held that name to such an elevated position that they even refused to say I am or Yahweh. Now Jesus is using that very phrase, I am, and He's connecting Him to Himself. Many different places in John He does that, and I just want to give you a few. Jesus said this, "I am the bread of life," chapter 6 in John. "I am the light of the world," chapter 8. "I am above all, I am not of this world," again chapter 8. "I am the good shepherd," chapter 10. "I am the resurrection and the life," chapter 11. "I am the way, the truth, and the life," chapter 14. "I am the true vine," chapter 15. The Jewish people understood that when Jesus said that, He was equating Himself with God. Jesus is the Messiah, the Christ. And just to conclude this part, I just wanted to remind you four things about each one of the Gospels. Remember, Matthew presented Jesus as the Messiah King. Other ways too, but this is a simple way to remember this. Mark presented Jesus as the Messiah servant. Luke presented Jesus as the Son of Man. And John presented Jesus as the Son of God. The purpose of John's Gospel, as I said from the very beginning, and I want to conclude with this, is that these things were written that you may believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name. If you believe, you will be completely transformed and saved forever. May God bless you.